And again, in order to generate compassion for someone who is devoid of having generated the desire to get freed from us from that conditioned suffering, the subtle suffering, it is impossible that that person could have a sense of great compassion. So obviously, when somebody sees a sick person or someone being tormented by the evident sufferings, the suffering, of course we will have a sense of compassion towards that person. So because that kind of compassion is very much kind of short-sighted, because it only sees a very gross level of suffering. So in order to generate a genuine sense of compassion, one really needs to understand the third kind of suffering, the subtlest of the suffering, that is the conditioned suffering. Through understanding the third kind of suffering, and then when you really realize the desire to for oneself to be liberated from that third kind of suffering, so that is through proper genuine renunciation. And if you extend this this towards other beings, wishing that other beings be also freed from the third kind of suffering, the composite suffering. So that is what we call as the compassion. Next topic, considering the suffering of cyclic existence as a whole, it has two subdivisions. Considering the eight types of suffering, considering the six types of sufferings. The eight types of suffering, the suffering of birth, old age, illness, death, meeting with unpleasant, separation from what is pleasant, seeking what you desire, not getting it, our five appropriated aggregates are suffering. So first, the suffering of birth. So the moment you are conceived there in the mother's womb, it is, I'm not too sure about the feeling, about the sensations. So about the suffering of those beings within the mother's womb, the first moment, and then gradually it develops, the fetus develops, and as it develops, then naturally, so, but something which is very evident is that as soon as you are being born out of the mother's womb, then the first thing the child receives is a slap at his buttock, because when it is said that when you do that, then the child's lung will be opened or will start functioning. So actually this, the mothers know so well. So this is again kind of the suffering of a birth. So is it true that the first newborn baby is held upside down and then it is being slapped at its buttock? Is it true? So when I was born, so now there is a kind of tradition of giving a kind of sweet juice of a kind of sweet tree, and then my mother and my sisters, they would tell me later on that no sooner I was born, so I drank that too much. So it is a very clear indication that I must have suffered tremendously of hunger when I was in the mother's womb. So there is a suffering of hunger. So, and then do you know what happened later? So after drinking that juice so much, then my sisters, they told me that then I started having a very severe loose motion as a kind of gift to them for giving me that good drink. And next, the suffering in relation to the aggregates which are associated with the any kind of falls. So, for example, if we speak about the aggregate of the form, so because that this is derived from the delusions and the respective negative karmas, it is more inclined towards generating delusions, afflictions, and so forth. Because biologically, our body is composed in such a way, oriented in such a way, that it is very, it can easily give rise to the negative emotions as attachment and aversion and so forth. So next, the kind of suffering in relation to its very being as a contaminated aggregate. So because no sooner you possess this body, so this body has the tendency to give rise to the sickness, aging, death, and so forth. And then the aggregates, the suffering nature, because of its bond, is kind of connection with the delusions. Because no sooner you have this aggregate, the contaminated aggregates, they are bound to give rise to the succeeding the delusions or afflictions. So as such, we see that right from the beginning of our birth, so it's something already unauspicious. So the moment of birth is actually starting of a new suffering. So if you reflect well as to how you have your previous birth has been ended as a very unauspicious, and then the very new birth that you take as well starts from unauspiciousness in a deluded, afflicted way. So there, then you it should be actually a great sense of disappointment. And next, the suffering of aging. The deterioration of the body, deterioration of power and strength, deterioration of senses, decline in sense pleasures, complete deterioration of life. So these are actually what we obviously experience. And next, suffering of illness. And the fourth, the suffering of death. And the fifth, the suffering of meeting with the unpleasant things. Sixth, the suffering of separation from what is pleasant. It is five divisions. And the next, the suffering of seeking what you desire and not getting it. So if you think about our whole life, so we have been actually spending our whole life in ways of a very unauspicious and disappointing ways. Disappointing things occurring one after another in a series. And then while you are experiencing these series of sufferings, so you see that these again are serve as condition to give rise to our delusions and to the other negative emotions, which then again will give rise to their respective experience of sufferings. So we see this cycle endlessly. In brief, the five appropriated aggregates are suffering. Thinking about the meaning of the statement, in brief, the five appropriated aggregates of suffering has 5 points. They should be looked at as vessel of suffering that is going to become manifest, vessel of suffering based on what has already become manifest, vessel for the suffering of pain. Vessel for the suffering of change, that which is by nature suffering of conditioning. You should think about these points again and again. So out of the 8 different sufferings, so it is said that the first reflection on the first and the last sufferings, so these two are the most important thing, because if you can really reflect on these two, then this will have a great impact on you, that oh, how I wish I be really freed from these sufferings, these kinds of sufferings, for good. So reflection on these 8 different kinds of sufferings, if you try to relate that with the kind of the suffering the human beings undergo, so that is in fact really relevant and compatible. And secondly, this very human birth that we have achieved, although this is very good and something the lower school persons they aspire to achieve, so if this has, if even this so-called the precious human birth has only all these faults and shortcomings, so what to think about the other kinds of bodies obtained by the lower beings? So Lama Tsongkhapa, his own reads, Lama Tsongkhapa, he summarizes by saying, if genuine disenchantment develops towards cyclic existence, if no genuine disenchantment develops towards cyclic existence, which is of the nature of the perpetuating aggregates, there is no way a genuine attitude of striving for liberation will develop, and great compassion with the sentient beings roaming about in cyclic existence cannot develop either. Therefore, these considerations are extremely important, whichever vehicle you get involved in, Mahayana or Hinayana.